A client told me that when she was school-aged, her mother would have a lot of trouble getting up on time in the mornings to get her off to school. Back then, no one had cell phones, and my client's mom hadn't really bought her an alarm clock of her own, so she really didn't have a way to get up on time by herself. The client would later learn that her mother had been dabbling in certain activities that maybe were messing with her sleep schedule. She told me how each time her mother would wake up late, her mom would say things like, "Well, you've made us late again," and then would tell the school that the tardiness was because her daughter wouldn't get up on time. This caused a lot of trouble in her life. Another client shared that the one thing that gave her comfort as she grew up in her own toxic family was her pet, her cat. Sadly, her cat passed away when she was 14. When he found out about it, her father told her, "Stop crying. You never really loved that cat anyway." And then there was the story of the man who kept telling his girlfriend that she smelled bad. It went on for so long that this woman became obsessed with getting clean. She would ask perfect strangers to smell her. And of course, none of them ever caught a whiff of anything unsavory, except for that boyfriend. Later, she found out that his father had
told him
to always tell his girlfriend that she was smelly because, he said, it would make her not only be extra clean, but she wouldn't want to get too close to other men. So what do these stories have in common, beside the fact that each of these people were clearly dealing with toxic people who might have also had narcissistic personality disorder? Well, each of these stories was an example of a very specific manipulation tactic that is used by narcissists and other toxic people. It's called gaslighting. And that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. And I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about it, what it is, how it works, the signs to watch for, and how to recognize it in your own life, plus what to do if it happens to you. So let's get started. If you've ever had a friend, a family member, or a coworker who is a narcissist or who might suffer from narcissistic personality disorder, the chances that you have been a victim of gaslighting are pretty close to 100%. Gaslighting is a certain manipulation technique that they're going to use on you to get what they want. Now, in case you're new around here, I'm going to really quickly kind of define the term gaslighting for you and give you a little background on it. So gaslighting is officially a pervasive and highly effective tactic meant to manipulate you by psychological means into questioning your own sanity. In other words, it's an ongoing form of manipulation that causes you to doubt what you see, what you hear, and experience. In fact, it causes you to doubt your own perception of the world around you and what's happening to you. Like I said, it's often used by toxic narcissists, and it's sort of a type of brainwashing that can cause you to eventually lose your entire sense of self. Repeatedly experiencing gaslighting can destroy your self-worth, and it's going to cause you to question reality in general. So where does that word gaslighting come from? It comes from a movie made in 1944 called Gaslight. It's an American film. It was adapted from Patrick Hamilton's 1938 play Gaslight, where a husband tries to persuade his wife to believe that she's insane by causing her to question herself in reality. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet. But what does gaslighting look like in real life? It can be really hard to detect gaslighting from outside of your relationship because it's insidious and it's oddly subtle and quite emotionally and psychologically debilitating when it's happening to you. During gaslighting, the toxic person will make certain declarations, certain allegations, which are usually based on deliberate untruths and quite intentionally done. Now, if someone is gaslighting you, they might use something like your prized possessions or the people you love and care about as ammunition. But nothing is off limits here. They're going to come after your parenting, your personal hygiene, even your career. For example, let's just say you happen to be a highly skilled surgeon who's considered one of the best in your field. Now, you didn't decide this yourself. You've been given awards and accolades for years. Now, while you don't brag about it, you've worked pretty hard and you stay informed and you're on top of stuff in your particular field. It's your passion. Now, a gaslighter is going to tell you that you're not really the best in your field. And they might say something like, "People only gave you those awards and accolades because they wanted to get you in bed or because they feel sorry for you or whatever." Now, in this case, they're going to point out that time your boss pulled you aside and asked you out 20 years ago. And then they're going to tell you that your last few awards were only given to you because somebody felt sorry for you or whatever, now that you're starting to show your age. Adding that you might as well pack it up before everyone realizes you've been a fake all along. And after years of this sneaky, subtle conditioning, you might actually start to doubt yourself and even your abilities if you haven't already. Now, gaslighters actively and intentionally confuse their victims in some pretty terrible ways. They might cut you down and build you up in the same day and then tear you down again. And while they might come out with an unexpected positive point here and there, consider that like a crumb of affection. That's part of the intermittent reinforcement thing. Then they're often going to alternate this with outrageous accusations toward you with no logical reason. For example, let's just say that a man has been gaslighting his wife for a while now. He puts her down constantly to the point that she is so used to being put down all the time that she almost doesn't even notice anymore. But one day he starts praising her her for the delicious dinner she cooks. This might make her start to think he really isn't so bad after all. She might start to relax and even feel almost happy. She might tell him how much better she's feeling lately. His response would be odd but positive, and now she's floating on air. And then out of the blue, this man might accuse her of cheating on him, which of course she never did, but now she's feeling confused and worn down and pretty nervous and scared that he might do something else, something worse. The thing is that gaslighters make you feel crazy because, and I want you to listen closely here, because they act like your reactions to their abuse are not rational. While the signs you're being gaslighted might seem obvious, it's not really how it works. The fact is that when you're being manipulated by a narcissist, you can't always see the proverbial forest for the trees. And when a narcissist manipulates you, you can't see it from the outside of the relationship because it's very subtle. So if you start to think you're a little crazy, which of course is what the end goal of the whole gaslighting technique is, or even like you feel like you're thinking I'm dealing with a narcissist and I want to recognize this stuff as it happens, you need to know that understanding the signs of gaslighting can really be the first step to making your life just a little bit better. That's because when you're aware of the behaviors that cause the narcissist to engage in gaslighting, you can react differently and you can change the course of the outcome. Plus, this gives you the option to sort of look at it like a scientist, like I always say, as in look at it logically and not emotionally. For me, that was one of the most important things I learned in my own recovery. I needed to be able to sort of somehow categorize and label the behaviors on a logical level. It helped take the sting out of it for me. Once I understood that on that level, well, then I could go back and I could figure out how my emotions had been affected. And at that point, then I could connect the emotions and the facts and kind of move forward in a healthier way. It is my goal to help you do the same thing, maybe with a little less stress. So let's dig in a little bit here, and we're gonna talk about the top 10 signs that you might be dealing with gaslighting in your own relationship. Number one, your fears are used against you. Narcissists can be very charming, at least when they want to be. A lot of times they're going to listen to every word you have to say, and they're going to file away any vulnerabilities you reveal for later use. And this is especially going to be true early in the relationship, where they're going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out who you are, and it's going to feel really awesome to you at the time, but later it's going to come back and bite you. They will also do this throughout the relationship. For example, let's say you told the narcissist that you felt insecure about your weight. Well, in that case, the narcissist might later make discreet pokes at you about that. Or if you're in a romantic relationship, they might make comments about other people who are thinner than you. In any case, the narcissist is out to feel better than you and to make you doubt yourself at the same time. So they have an ultimate goal, and that is, as I said, to make you doubt yourself. So you become what? More dependent on the narcissist. That brings me to number two, you don't know your own mind anymore. Some narcissists are going to claim that they know what you or other people are thinking. If you actually deny that you're thinking the way they say you're thinking, the narcissist might say you're lying. And in some cases, they might even accuse you of lying to yourself. See, because of course, as narcissists, they can't possibly be wrong, so that must be the case. That brings me to number three, you don't know what's normal anymore. Listen, if you're regularly being told that things are normal when deep down you know for sure that they're not, you're probably getting gaslighted. For example, let's say your toxic boss says to you, hey, can you just lie to that client about the safety of that item so we don't have to give them a refund or whatever? Well, when you refuse, you might be told that all employees lie on behalf of their employers, and if you don't want to be a team player, maybe you need to go find a new job. That brings me to number four, you're diagnosed with major issues. That's because when a narcissist is lying to or manipulating you and they're not getting their way, what are they going to do? They're going to turn up that intensity by questioning your sanity. They might call you paranoid or stressed out or too sensitive or even hormonal. They might tell you that you need therapy or you need medicine or whatever to get through it. Again, it's all about them being in control. See, the narcissist is going to do or say anything they can to stay on top of the game. That brings me to number five, you start to doubt your own beliefs, your experiences, and your perceptions. Listen, if you're being told that what you know to be true is just not real, there's a problem. For example, let's say your narcissist mother tells you that your significant other is a loser and you need to dump them. Well, after a while, you might start to notice little things around the edges and you might start to believe it. And then you might end up sabotaging your relationship because you start to question your own judgment thanks to the regular conditioning that you got from your mother. That brings me to number six, you can't remember anything anymore. The narcissist is infamous for selective memory, so they're going to deny that they said something that upset you, especially if you confront them on it, sometimes right in the same moment. Or maybe they're going to promise to do something and later tell you that they never made that promise. I never said that. They might also use creative language to downplay their behavior and pretend like your reaction was totally out of line. And number seven, you might lie to keep the peace. By nature, you're not a liar, and in general, you are pretty honest in your life. But because of the extreme stress caused each time you anger or upset the narcissist, you might find yourself at least bending the truth a little in order to avoid the reaction of the narcissist that is sure to follow any discussion or situation that is against the narcissist's little rules. That brings me to number 8. You stop trying to be heard. As humans, we are programmed to share our experiences and our thoughts with the people in our lives. But when you are dealing with a narcissist and there are signs that you're being gaslighted, you might notice that you eventually kind of give up. You stop talking about yourself around the narcissist, and depending on the depth of your relationship with this person, you might even stop talking about yourself altogether. You might even forget how to talk about yourself. And you'll notice that because one day when someone asks you a question about yourself, you don't even know what to say. You forgot who you were. Sadly, that brings me to number 9. You start thinking maybe you really are the crazy one. The intensity of a narcissist's manipulation tactics can really get to you. And when you are out there looking for a solution or just any way to end the argument or disagreement, you might find yourself convinced that the narcissist is right, and that there might really be things you could be doing better. And maybe you start to think that maybe the narcissist's behavior was a logical reaction to your mistakes. You ask yourself, am I really the one who owes them an apology? And then you apologize anyway, because that's the easiest thing to do. And when the narcissist, if the narcissist accepts your apology, they'll only do so long enough to hold on to it so they can throw it back in your face later. Which brings me to number 10, you're emotionally exhausted. As a narcissist wears you down, you're going to become depressed and anxious. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to always question yourself, and you're going to start to feel really hopeless. If you're in this situation, you might feel exhausted from the roller coaster ride you've been on with this narcissist. You might even think that you're just a little oversensitive, but that's because the narcissist is subjecting you to these tactics. You probably feel a little confused, and you start to think you're kind of out of it. You're disoriented. And thanks to all of those references to your paranoia and memory issues or whatever, you might find yourself seeking help for depression rather than the actual issue, the gaslighting narcissist in your life. Listen, even the so-called normal relationships in our lives can suffer from misunderstandings, miscommunications, etc. But when someone starts using the manipulation tactics involved in gaslighting, chances are you're probably dealing with someone who's really toxic. And if you're going to maintain a sense of self here, you're going to need to understand what this is, and you want to learn what to do about it. So let's talk about that. How do you deal with gaslighting? Well, the very best way is to use something called the Grey Rock Method. And I'm going to attach a portion of a previous video for you right here where I go into a little bit of detail about that. And it's going to kind of give you the information that you need to use this tactic effectively with anyone. Right after the video, I'll be right back here to talk with you. Take a look. So I'm going to quickly define for you what the Grey Rock Method is, because it truly is the very best way to deal with a narcissist who is gaslighting you if you are not able to get away from that person and go no contact. And the idea of it is that you use this in order to encourage the narcissist to kind of lose interest in you. And what that means is that as you're going through the process of being gaslighted, rather than reacting the way you might normally react when they say twist a fact or name call or mess with your head, you recognize what they're doing is gaslighting. And then you don't respond or react to it at all. You simply go, oh, that's interesting. So if normally you would scream and act crazy, or you would cry, or you would throw things, don't do any of those things anymore. Just go, oh, mm-hmm, okay, I see you. Or nothing. You can say nothing. Now, you're not trying to avoid contact with this person, but anytime they're coming at you with some manipulation or some name calling or games or anything like that, you don't give them what they want, which is your emotional energy. Because in some ways, these people are kind of like vampires when it comes to emotional energy. They want what you got. They want all of it because they need it to survive. It's called narcissistic supply. If you're going through gaslighting, the best answer is to end the relationship and get away from that person. If you cannot do that, the next best thing you can do is Grey Rock Method. Try it. It works. Now this brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is, did you recognize any of the signs of gaslighting that I explained in this video today? Do you see it as part of your reality? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Now, if you have thoughts or advice that might help another survivor here, please comment them below so that our community can continue to heal together. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.